So next soul center category is churches or house churches. Brian.
Okay, local churches or house churches that meet regularly for worship services and support of home discipleship practices are church soul centers.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, a local church or house church qualifies as a CLA church soul center if a credentialed Christian Leaders Alliance member initiates the soul center registration and the local church leadership agrees to the arrangement.
Okay.
Colossians 1:7 reads, "Even as you learned of Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf."
So that's the church planter of Colossians, of the Colossians. So, you know, what's interesting about this is a lot of times in the history of Christianity, when people think about Christianity, they think about the local church. Mm-hmm. Now, we do too. And the church is an institute started by Jesus Christ, but remember, it's still or two or three are gathered, there he is. So the ecclesia is a lot of sizes, but we often think of ecclesia or church size as Christianity, churchianity. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, it is very important. Mm-hmm. So starting a church where there's worship, the sacraments, mm-hmm. Church membership, all of that is a core value. In fact, it's so effective and so core that a lot of people think that's all it is. Mm-hmm. So our other soul centers are trying to balance that out a little bit. But a church is a religious society. Mm-hmm. So this is, you can register your church if you're the pastor, or you want to plant a new church, you can register, or you want to register your house church. So church is important. It's mm-hmm. a soul center.
You know, President Rangan, you know, really, when we talk about the church, we often think about a building. We think about a large building.
Yeah, yeah.
And we think about formal rules and traditions and rituals. But the church, actually, the church of Jesus Christ, it really started in homes. They used the temple on off days.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really started in homes.
Yeah.
Some 50, 60, maybe if it was someone who had the means, maybe a little bit larger. But it started in the home. Actually, as a matter of fact, my church started in the basement.
Your basement?
In my basement. And it was supposed to be myself and my mom and my wife.
So you started like a little
fellowship.
Yeah, the first service. Well, you know what? Here's what happened.
God is
so good. Here's what happened. I was going to have the first service in the basement, and someone called me and said, "Where are you going to church? Where are you going to preach?" And I said, "I'm not preaching anywhere. I'm starting my own church." Mm. And they said, "We'll come."
Okay.
And so we began to form that church.
Mm. Right.
But you have to, you know, I had a passion. And
yeah,
I know there's
a calling.
There's folks' mm-hmm. passion, a calling that was on my life. It was just, I just couldn't run from it. And I know there's others out there who have been discouraged. And I'm here to tell you that if it's in your heart, you can do this. This is what we're trying to do with Soul Centers, with Christian, with Christian Leaders Alliance. We want to help you to start those churches. And as we've been saying in the other sessions, where two or three are gathered in his name, just like in my basement, he is in the midst.
Right.
He will give increase. So many times we think about the church, it has to be a distinct number, but God is looking for just a few good men and women who are ready to share the gospel, who are ready to share love, who are ready to fellowship. And if that's you, you need to be part of this movement, part of this Christian society.
Oh, boy. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I'm just so
excited.
You know, so many of our members in the Alliance that I know and have met and I know are have planted churches or are active in leadership of churches. Pastor Davies in Kenya comes to mind.
Yeah,
Pastor Rudy down in South Africa and just so many of our good friends are engaged in church level ministry. Mm-hmm. And so this is just that opportunity to align yourself with the church soul center portion of the society, and then to have that in the directory and have people that are in your area be who are looking for a church be able to find you there, and even other Alliance members in your area that may be looking for a church to attend can find you there. And so,
and you have a covering of the Christian Leaders Alliance.
You have that covering.
International, global, you're part of this society or denomination, if you want to call it. I mean, it's part of something that is bigger. And I love, too, then you can indigenously start the fellowship-sized soul centers within your own church.
Right.
So now your church, it's like, you know, we talk about the seven connections when you start at Christian Leaders Institute, your personal life, your marriage, your family, your friends, your church connections. And are you sort of feeling this is formalizing from the credentials to actually form physical places and locations?
I see almost another level of that formalizing you mentioned is at a different level than it is right now. Because right now, as you both mentioned, we think about the church as this building or this place where we meet, and the church is people, and they meet in different places. They can meet anywhere,
right?
And they can meet in a fellowship size group, church size group. But what the Lord can do through a church soul center that is formalized around creating other soul centers,
right?
Instead of creating an organization, how powerful is that?
That's powerful,
because now you're fostering an environment where the people who come to your church, who attend your church, are being equipped and being encouraged to think about their ministry. What is it the Lord wants them to do? And I think, just think that's so powerful.
And I have so many times I've met spirit-filled men and women who are obviously gifted, and they've been discouraged by the formality of religion. And they haven't been given the chance, and there's a fire burning in them. And, you know, after a while, that fire burns out.
They get discouraged.
You know, and I want to encourage someone today that if you're looking for that opportunity to be a blessing, to glorify God, to bring others to Christ, this is the opportunity. Soul centers.
Right.
Christian Leaders Alliance.
Yeah.
We believe in you.
Right. And we do. And this gives you, so let's wrap up this one. So here's the opportunity to plant a church or to be part of a church and register as one of our soul centers if you are credentialed through Christian Leaders Alliance. And if you're an existing church, that your leaders, your elders or deacons or however you have your local structure agrees that yes, this church can be registered under your credentialed name so that this church is part of it. Now again, I bring that up because it is a little bit of a sticky wicket if a pastor and their elders or deacons have no idea that their church is listed here. That wouldn't be so good, would it?
No. You want to be in alignment with the leadership of that church.
Yes.
For sure.
But if you were to show the elders or deacons what this is at Christian Leaders Institute, who knows? Maybe some of them, elders or deacons, could get part of it. And, you know, and there are a lot of non-denominational, non-affiliated churches out there like this. This would be perfect.
And President Reagan, I just think of folks who are not comfortable being in that formal setting, who would be more comfortable in a home or maybe a library or a coffee house, something like that. This is for you.
Right, it sure is. Okay, so next time we're going to actually talk about maybe you could do a coffee house as a ministry biz, but it's a ministry. So next time, it's ministry.